Planting progress continues to wow across the state, and now parts of northern Indiana are joining in the fun. More on that in a moment. Indiana corn and soybean planting numbers are identical in this week's USDA crop progress report. 67% of the crops are planted, and 42% have emerged. And yes, kids, I see you all out there doing that silly 6-7 thing. Maybe some of you adults, too. After all this time, I still don't know what it means. Let's head around the state on this crop tour Tuesday. Planting wrapped up last Thursday for West Central Indiana farmer Ryan Rippey on his fields in Fountain, Montgomery, and Tippecanoe counties. He's feeling like he's in pretty good shape.
Probably going to spend some time today walking some fields and making sure the emergence on everything is looking good. Some of that corn and beans that we planted there in the last week of April was struggling with emergence before this rain, and hoping this rain that we got over the weekend kind of helped it get through that. But need to do some stand assessments and just see how things are coming up and if there's any replanting potential. We need to take a look at that.
If you continue to move along that western side of the state north about 150 miles, you'll run into Denise Scarborough's LaPorte County farm, where things have progressed slowly so far this spring. But she says this past week has been dry, and they've taken advantage of the weather.
They finally let us start planting some seed corn this week. We've had some warmer weather. We have missed a couple rain showers, hoping to get a little bit of rain this week to help some of those crops pop through the ground. But other than that, we've had actually a week of some decent weather for Northwest Indiana, and pretty happy about that. Planters are rolling everywhere, and people are finally starting to get some good crops in the ground, and some people are finishing up.
Of course, after we spoke on Monday, Scarborough's farm got more than just the little bit of rain that she was hoping for, as some heavy rains made their way through like they did for much of the state.